Well, a pivotal summit kicks off at the White House today, a gathering of leaders from African nations, the U.S. hoping to establish new economic relationships across the continent. But climate change, good governance, food security, the role of Russia and China are sure to set off some debate. NPR's new West Africa correspondent Emmanuel Akinwatu joins us from Lagos, Nigeria. Emmanuel, first, welcome to NPR and our little corner at Here and Now.
Thanks a lot, Robin. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have your voice. And so to the summit, 3 days, dignitaries from nearly 50 countries across the continent, leaders from the African Union. What's at the heart of it? What does the U.S. want from the continent and the continent from the U.S.?
This summit is really an opportunity for the U.S. to restart its relationships in Africa following a period where it can be characterized as having lagged behind other countries. This summit is the second one in the last 8 years, and other countries and regions have had similar types of summits much more frequently, engaging with African diplomats on important issues and on expanding trade and access to African markets. And so it's really important because the U.S. is trying to reset its relationships with Africa this year, and the summit kind of crystallizes that.
Yeah. Well, and the first summit was during the Obama administration. Then during the Trump administration, there wasn't one. This was an American first administration. So now Biden hopes to get back in good graces. But how? The White House wants to grow its influence in the continent, but will there be some concessions or deals that African nations will be asking for?
Yes, you know, I think one of the reasons why this is important is because for a long time, African diplomats who I've spoken to have said U.S. policy in Africa has been, one person described it to me as drifting, as not engaging with their aims for things across trade, economic development, and relationships with a whole host of countries. And so this summit is a key arena in setting up the U.S. as being a kind of equal partner with Africa. That's been the tone of a lot of the rhetoric we've heard from U.S. diplomats this year. And what I think we'll see with Joe Biden is him reaching out to African leaders, reinforcing why the U.S.-Africa relationship is important in the next decade of development in both Africa and in the U.S. Yeah. And so I think, yeah, this is a kind of key opportunity for them. And we'll see what policies emerge from it. Yeah. Actually, you know, in the lead up to this, one of the things that has been striking is a lack of a kind of signature policy. And so we'll see what emerges from the summit.
Yeah. Well, and we know the U.S. isn't alone in now courting countries across Africa. China has been a big lender to African nations, but the U.S. sees that lending as predatory, trapping the countries in debt. They want to grow private businesses in the country. Russia has been very much trying to rally support from African nations for its war in Ukraine. You know, is the U.S. trying to elbow its way in here?
I think that's an important point because the U.S. really sees China and Russia as competitors for influence, for economic importance in Africa. And the U.S. is now trying to play catch up, is now trying to make sure that actually it's more entrenched, more involved, more important in Africa's future development. So in a sense, China and Russia are actually really important factors in the reboot of U.S. diplomacy on the continent.
Yeah. Well, and Emmanuel, one last question. You're there in Lagos. We can't wait to hear more of your reporting. But how are the people on the ground in Nigeria, for instance, feeling about this summit? Is it on their radar?
Unsurprisingly, not very much.
Yeah.
I mean, a summit of international leaders is not something that animates your common man or woman on the streets of Lagos. But the issues that will arise in the summit are important to everyday life. Lagos, for example, where I am, the train lines, the new port, new infrastructure, a lot of it is being built with development assistance from China. And Nigeria, like many of African countries, want more opportunities for assistance, for investment, for trade with countries like the US, which is a major economy, a very important partner. And so the issues in the summit will be integral to everyday life, whether or not people care about the kind of details,
right,
or the schedule.
That's NPR's new West Africa correspondent, Emmanuel Akinwatu. Emmanuel, thank you so much. And again, we look forward to hearing more from you. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.